Hello.
Hello, is this Miss Sheila McLean?
Who's calling?
It is James calling from MMA Legal in regards to your Scottish redress application. How are you today?
Yeah,
You okay?
Sheila speaking.
Hi, Sheila, you okay?
Yeah.
Good to hear. I just need to ask you three questions just to confirm data protection purposes, if that's okay. Could you just
Okay.
confirm to me your date of birth, please?
It's 1/3/1969.
Brilliant. Your postal address?
It's 17 Meriton Avenue, G15, 7QB. 7PR, sorry, that's Mulder.
Yeah, no problem. That's fine. That's correct. That's fine. And do you know your email address?
Not sure, honestly, son. I'm not very good with technology.
That's fine. Do you know your mobile number?
Stephanie, what's my mobile number then? Oh, she's on the phone now. I could probably do it through the phone just now. Give me a wee minute
Yeah, no problem. Just
if
take
that's what
time.
we can. I can get in my contacts. My number. Oh, where are we? Right, my phone number's 0752376919 4.
Brilliant, that's perfect. We've passed data protection now. It's just a quick call, Sheila. I've been trying to send out subject access requests on your behalf, and we sent one to Drumchapel Health Centre for your general practitioner. But the only issue with that is that's an actual centre what holds five separate general practitioners. So I'm wondering if you could be a bit be more specific as to who your actual doctors are.
It used to be, they see they've all changed now. It used to be Dr. Nugent and Dr. Scott, and I'm sure it's at the, what's that called? It's in the centre, but there's a name for the actual doctor's surgery. My head's a mess, you know, son, sorry.
It's okay, it's okay. I'm just having a look now on the actual website.
If you got the list of the five different practices in the centre, and if you name them, I could probably tell you what one it is.
Yeah, I managed to note three from what they said on the phone, but it was just too quickly. So, Kinfarms Medical Practice, and they've got Doctors Williams and Brown,
No, not one.
and Foster Logan
Not
and
that one either.
McDonald. Okay, let me just continue just to have a look on their website just to see if they have any others.
Is it just Garden Burn or something?
Hold on, let
The
me just.
doctors? Garden Burn or something, the doctor? The doctor's name of the surgery. I'm sure if I heard it again, I would be able to tell you, but I'm almost sure again it's Garden Burn.
Guscard and Burn. Yeah, that is one of them.
Yeah, it's that one then.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, no problem. I'll get in contact with them now, just to try and get their email addresses, save doing it via post. Just while I'm on the phone with you, I'm just going to see if there's any further information we may need to collect. But from what I can see, everything has been provided. Well, then, if you could possibly clarify, do you know if you've been known as any previous name while she was in care?
No, the younger years it was Muir, and then later on it was McLean. So that's why my name's, I've sent in my birth certificate and it's the original's Muir, but then my mum remarried
Yeah,
and we were
okay.
taken out of care and it was just changed. But then a few years ago I had to get it changed so I could be able to work because they weren't sure what name, because I've written in my, like, my bank, my doctors and all that was McLean, but on my birth certificate it was Muir. So that's why I had to go in front of a judge and get it amended. So that's why there's two parts to my birth
Okay, no
certificate.
problem. I've just found your documents, what you provided to us now being your change of name, deed, and then also your birth certificate, so that's fine. There's no other further information that we'd need from you at this time. The
No.
next time we give you next time we contact you will be in relation to a witness statement. So it'll
Yeah.
essentially be to just book in a day what date and time is best available for you, and then we'll be able to continue with the application and proceed further from there. Is that okay?
Right. Okay, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you very much for your time
Right.
today, Sheila.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Have a lovely day. Bye bye.
Bye bye.